William Morrow and Harper Audio present Still Just a Geek, an annotated memoir by Will Wheaton. This is the author. Just a Geek is dedicated to Anne, then and now, the other half of my heartbeat. Still Just a Geek is dedicated to the memory of Andrew Hackard and his red pen of doom. Introduction to Still Just a Geek. Early August 2004. I am not a morning person, but I am awake at 8 a.m. so my dog Ferris can get a walk before it's too hot. This dog means so much to my family and me, and we will do anything for her. We do not know that cancer is slowly growing in her belly and that our time with her, never long enough with any beloved pet, will be cut short in just a few years. My phone buzzes in my pocket. Well, that's strange. All my friends know not to call me before 10, and even then, they're probably going to talk to voicemail. I pull it out of my pocket and look at the tiny glowing numbers. It's my manager. I flip it open, loving as always that the motion I've made my whole life in my imagination is now a real thing that I do when I answer my phone. Hey, what's up? You're up early. I was expecting your voicemail. It's going to be bullshit the grease today, so I got up early to walk Ferris before it was too hot. Tell Ferris she's a very good dog. She knows, but I'll remind her. I scratch her behind the ears. Ferris, Chris Black says you're a very good dog. He chuckles and says, Entertainment Weekly just called. They requested a review copy of your book, and they said they were planning a feature on you. Holy shit, that is amazing! My book, Just a Geek, has just been published. It's selling not very well. The indie publisher and I don't really see eye to eye on the promotion of it. They want to focus hard on the Star Trek audience, I believe will already be likely to buy it, and I want to let a wider audience into my world. We both agree the audience I've built with my blog and website will absolutely buy it, but this is the only thing we agree on. In retrospect, they were probably right, and I was probably wrong. But at this moment, I am frustrated and beginning to feel defeated. Any chance I have to touch mainstream entertainment and its audience is a tremendous opportunity that I will not let go. The sooner we get it to them, the better. Do you have any author's copies at home? I do, I say. I'm only a block from my house, not even halfway through Ferris's normal walk, but I'm turning around and heading back to the house. Do you think you can drive one down here? I'm going to be in their building this afternoon and I can drop it off. I can absolutely do that. Even then, it was all about the hustle. I take Ferris home and tell my wife the good news. Then I walk into my living room where our kids are on the PlayStation and I tell them the good news. We are all so excited. This really could be the big break I've been waiting for. The big break I've been hoping against hope will materialize out of this book. A quick shower and I grab a book out of my personal supply from the publisher. My face somberly looks back at me from the cover. I wonder if anyone gets the symbolism I was going for when I deliberately put half my face in faint shadow. I wonder if I'll ever get to talk about that on late night television. For the first time in a while, I feel like it's happening for me. I drop the book with my manager and wait until next week's Entertainment Weekly hits the stands. Whiner of the Week is how they title their review. It's accompanied by an illustration of me making a pouty face. Two enormous tears explode from the corners of my eyes. In his new book, Just a Geek, Will Wheaton endlessly laments that he used to be an actor when I was a kid. That's it. That's the whole review, if that's what they want to call it. It's barely 20 words, an afterthought tucked into the corner of a page that's filled with fawning mentions of whoever is popular at the moment. I feel like I've been punched in the stomach, like all the wind has been knocked out of me. I look up at Anne, my wife, who is sitting across the small breakfast table from me. I feel so humiliated and embarrassed. Did this person even read my book? I will search my manuscript for the phrase they used and variants of it. It shows up 3 or 4 times, hardly endlessly. Worse than the factual error. Is that really all they got out of it? Do they even know or care how much this hurts me? I take everything personally.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?